Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like your relationships are more draining than nourishing? Like you're constantly giving but rarely getting back that good stuff you know, the love, support, understanding we all crave? It's a common struggle, especially in this crazy world we live in. Between social media pressures, demanding schedules, and just plain old human messiness, relationships can feel like a constant tug of war. But what if I told you there's a way to create connections that actually uplift you, that leave you feeling energized, inspired, and genuinely happy? That's exactly what we're diving into today, building healthy relationships that nourish your soul, not just your calendar. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help podcast preaching the obvious, hear me out. We're going beyond the surface level stuff like be kind or communicate openly. We're getting into the nitty-gritty of those unspoken principles that make all the difference in how we connect with others. Think of it as a cheat sheet for building relationships that actually work, relationships that feel like a haven, not another battleground. Alright, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate those healthy, supportive connections. Number 1. Boundaries are your best friend. Seriously. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? It's probably because you haven't set clear boundaries. Think of them as invisible fences that protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. They don't have to be rigid or mean, they are simply about communicating what you need to feel respected and supported. Number 2. Choose your tribe wisely. You know that saying, you are the company you keep? It's true. The people we surround ourselves with have a huge impact on our well-being. Surround yourself with those who lift you up, inspire you, and challenge you to be your best self. Cut out the drama queens and energy vampires, life's too short for the negativity. Number 3. Practice active listening. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod your head, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine interest in what they have to say. Active listening builds trust and strengthens connections. Number 4. Be vulnerable. It takes courage to open up and let people see our true selves or fears, insecurities, and dreams. But vulnerability is the foundation of any deep, meaningful connection. When we allow ourselves to be seen, we invite others to do the same, creating a space of authenticity and intimacy. Number 5. Cultivate gratitude. Appreciation goes a long way in building strong relationships. Take time to acknowledge the good things your loved ones bring into your life, the kindness, support, sense of humor, even just being there for you. Expressing gratitude strengthens bonds and creates a positive feedback loop of love and appreciation. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party, feeling a little awkward and unsure of who to talk to. You spot someone across the room, they have a kind smile, genuine eyes, and seem approachable. You approach them, introduce yourself, and engage in conversation. You listen attentively as they share their thoughts and feelings, asking thoughtful questions and responding with empathy. They do the same for you, making you feel heard and understood. The conversation flows effortlessly, filled with laughter, shared experiences, and a sense of connection that feels both authentic and comforting. That's the power of healthy relationships. They can transform ordinary moments into something truly special. So remember, creating those nourishing connections isn't about luck or chance encounters, it's about intentionality. It's about being present, setting boundaries, choosing your tribe wisely, practicing active listening, embracing vulnerability, and expressing gratitude. It's a conscious effort that pays dividends in happiness, fulfillment, and lasting love. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, maybe a friend struggling with a relationship or someone looking to build stronger connections. Let's spread the word about the power of healthy relationships. And as always, keep striving for clarity, my friends. Until next time, remember, you're worthy of love, connection, and genuine happiness. Go out there and create those relationships that nourish your soul.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.